Hi, if you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I recently had a client say to me, Laura, you just said that parts can be thoughts, emotions, physical sensations, memories, anything that pops into my head. When do I need to address those parts? Like, I'd always be talking to them forever and ever and never getting anything done if I addressed every single thought that came into my head. First, I hear that part that's concerned that they'd never get anything done if they had to talk to every single solitary part that popped into their head.
I get you.
I see you, buddy. I get it. Let's really answer the question, when do I need to actively address the parts? And so I think, the answer is, it depends. I have a ton of stray thoughts, parts that flow through my head that I don't respond to. However, if I have a swirl of thoughts on a topic, that may mean I've got an active part or parts. And if they're active, maybe they need my attention. So I check and see what's up and what part might need some help. Let's look at a couple of concrete examples. One day, I was being interviewed for someone else's podcast, and I found myself like all jittery, and anxiety was like in my body, and I could feel it, and it just would not go away. And so if it had been just this one thought shot of, oh, I'm kind of nervous about this podcast, I might not have given it any further thought. I might not have addressed it with the parts, but it wasn't just one thought. It was like some fear and anxiety and jitteriness, like I was physically jittery. And so I was like, what's going on, guys? Tell me what's going on, right? Like, help me understand why we're so anxious about this. Tell me what's happening. And, some things I heard back were like, I want to do well. And I've been following this podcast host for over a year. And I want it to go really well. And so I was like, okay, that's totally fair, right? Like, I get that. I want it. I'm going to use my AAAs on my parts, right? Like, I'm going to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate what they're telling me. I want them to know I am aware that there's some trepidation in our system. I am aware that they want to do well. I let them know they're not alone. We're going to do this together. And, I'm hoping I have quite a bit of self-energy so that you guys don't have to do this by yourself. But I get that they're anxious. I get it. I do want the interview to go well. I let them know you don't have to do it by yourself. In fact, if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it, right? Like, I hopefully have quite a bit of self-energy that I can use to get me through this interview. And hopefully it goes really well, that I totally understood, that they had worries and concerns about it. And I appreciated them talking to me and letting me know what was going on with them. So again, as I often say, notice I am not making them wrong for being anxious. I understand their anxiety. I am accepting and validating their feelings. And they were able to be calmer. And then the interview went well, for which I'm grateful, right? So let's look at a different example. Let's say I'm out kayaking. I'm probably over a half a mile out in the lake. And a thought pops in my head. Oh my gosh, this is the perfect gift for my sister's birthday. And it's just a passing thought. I might thank the part for the fabulous idea. But I'm not going to whip out my phone and order the thing right this minute. Mostly because I don't take my phone out on the kayak. Okay, so I don't do that. But besides, I'm in a kayak. I want to enjoy being in the lake, sluicing through the water, feeling like Wonder Woman. I love it. That's what I want to focus on. Yeah. So stray thought comes in, gives me a brilliant idea for my sister's birthday. But I am doing other things. Couldn't even act if I wanted to, right? And then, cool. We're good. But let's say that that part is insistent. And I am getting this urge right now to cut my kayaking short, to turn around and get back to the shore and get this gift ordered ASAP. Like right now, there is urgency and anxiety in my body. Then I might stop and get curious again and be like, what's going on? What's driving this? Tell me what's happening. Why are we suddenly so anxious about this gift? Why does it feel like we have to order this gift right now? Like right now. And again, I want to acknowledge what's happening, right? I want to accept that this part is really anxious and that's okay. And I want to appreciate this, that this part wants me basically to be sister of the year by getting the most fantabulous gift ever. But since I'm in the middle of the lake with no phone, I'm going to do what I talked about. And I'm going to talk to the parts about, let me give you some concrete examples to set expectations or concrete expectations about what we're going to do about you being so upset in an uproar about this gift. And when can I actually take action, right? I might point out to the part that my sister's birthday is not for 3 weeks. We've got plenty of time to get the gift there. I'll let them know that as soon as we get home and we store kayaking gear, I'll get the gift ordered. And so I'm providing them some concrete expectations and a promise that I've made, so I need to follow up on it, right? Of when I'll actually get the gift ordered. But I do want to be curious and compassionate about why they're, you know, so up in arms about it. And hopefully I'm able to show them we've got time. I will get on this as soon as we actually can. I don't want to cut my kayaking short. I don't get out here that much, right? So, like a lot of things, the answer to the question of when do I need to actively address my parts is it depends, right? It depends on how active they are. It depends on whether it was one single thought or is it suddenly become an issue and it's like, I am now dwelling on it. I'm obsessing over it. My, you know, I've got somatic involvement. Parts are really active and anxious. It depends. It depends. If it was a stray thought, I'm out enjoying myself in the water. I know it'll come. I trust that it'll come back to me. The thought, the idea for the present. Then I don't need to. I might thank the part for, you know, what a brilliant idea. We'll get this later. So yeah, the answer is it depends. If they're upset, stop and check. So let me know if this is helpful and what other questions you might have about this or any parts or topic. And until the next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.